DW.
Waves from the Atlantic Ocean hit the coast of Ibino, a fishing village in southeast Nigeria. A large gas flare burns close to the beach. There are lots of oil wells around the village. Gloria Alexander Thomas, who lives in Ibino, says that in the past, fishing thrived in the rivers around her village. The people say local fish stocks and other aquatic animal numbers have dwindled by more than three quarters over the years due to oil pollution in the waters around the village. She said people now depend on imported fish.
Right now, if you go to Ibono River to fish, you can't find anything. The pollution is what causes it. In fact, what we eat in Ibono now is either trawler fish that is gotten from other rivers, as in from other countries, or the common ice fish around. So the thing is really affecting the women, mostly the women.
Women from the Niger Delta region sing during a gathering to discuss the environmental problems facing their communities. The women say they bear the brunt of environmental problems in the region. Many of them make a living fishing, farming, or selling farm or fish products. They are mainly the breadwinners in many families where the men have traveled to the cities in search of jobs. They said their ability to provide for their families is reduced as annual fish catch and crop yields are dwindling due to environmental pollution from oil spills which affect their farms and fishing grounds. The busy Ibeno market is where Gloria used to make a living, buying and selling fish and other seafood around her village. Now, she says, her business has witnessed a downturn due to oil spills that have polluted the rivers around her village.
It has affected me because before now, I'll be able to buy things, buy and sell fish, crayfish, periwinkle, but now nothing to buy and sell. When there is no money, the situation is hunger, sickness, poverty. You can't send your children to school.
Nigeria is one of the world's largest oil producers. Virtually all the country's oil comes from the Niger Delta region. Oil extraction is mainly carried out by Western multinational companies and is linked to oil pollution, the main environmental problem affecting the Niger Delta. Between 300 and 3,000 oil spills occur in Nigeria yearly. In most instances, the spilled oil kills crops in farmlands or pollutes fishing areas. Dead fishes floating in oily water is a common sight. This pollution is enabled to happen by the government, which does not strictly enforce safety regulations. Professor Edem Achibong Enyang is from the Department of Forestry and Natural Environmental Management of the University of Uyo. He says environmental damage from the oil industry is a serious problem in the Niger Delta.
The environmental perturbations from the oil industry, oil spillage, damages done to oil facilities leading to pollution underwater, underground, on the surface, in the air, the gas flaring, it leaves us with an environment itself threatened with extinction. The landscape is under very serious threat. The people are threatened.
In Umechen village, a woman tills her farm. Here, most of the women make a living as farmers, while their husbands travel to the cities to work. One of the women, Faith Amadi, says she has been witnessing dwindling yields on local farms over the years. She blames the situation on oil spills.
Before we were, our cultivations were fine, but now we started, you know, finding out what must have caused the reduction of our productions of in our agricultural systems. Then we found out that this thing was due to environmental or climate change, and then the pollutions. So we are fighting it bit by bit.
Evelyn Terundu of the Women Environmental Program says even though women bear the brunt of the environmental impacts from oil exploitation in the Niger Delta, little or no attention is paid to their plight.
The Niger Delta women are marginalized from the public space.
their voices are not taken into decision making. When you even go into communities to do a needs assessment and you invite the community leaders, most times women are excluded from those spaces. So women need to organize and mobilize. So when we come together in unity, we are better able to articulate our issues.
After years of being at the receiving end of environmental problems, women in the Niger Delta are now coming together to fight back. At a gathering of Niger Delta women organized by the Kabetkache Women Development and Resource Center, the slogan "Women Power" rings loud as the women express their determination to continue their campaign for a cleaner environment.
Thank you. Welcome.
There is an applause for Emen Okon, an environmentalist and women's rights activist who is at the forefront of mobilizing women in the Niger Delta.
We encourage them to record what is going on in their communities, talk about it and post it, share it on social media. So there is a lot of engagement going on.
Women in some communities are using their mobile phones to campaign against gas flaring. Gas flaring by oil companies is very common in the Niger Delta. There are reports of women who work near the gas flares suffering miscarriages and skin cancer. Okun says women have even gone a step further by starting to confront the oil companies that pollute their environment.
Women in River State, like in Abua, are engaging with companies that are operating in their communities to conduct environmental impact assessment. They even petitioned the company to the Commissioner for Environment, and the Commissioner convened a meeting. And we were there, and the Commissioner questioned the representatives of the company and asked them if they actually conducted environmental impact assessment.
It was a victory for the women, as the government granted their request. An environmental impact assessment will enable the women to state their concerns about the project. Niger Delta women sing about the need to forge a common front to confront the environmental problems that affect them, even though they are beginning to find their voices in coming together to fight for environmental justice. There is still a long way to go. For DW, I'm Sam Olukoya in Nigeria.
DW.